Speaking Freedom presents Speaking Freedom Radio.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we walk the walk.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
It's the love gang here, and you're in luck. If you've been hurt, then we'll fix you up. It's okay. Don't be afraid. Casey really knows her stuff.
Providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We thank you and we look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. It's not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. May contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Welcome to Speaking Freedom, healing hearts around the world. Please check your baggage and come right along this way.
Oh, you better come prepared. You scared, call the ram.
I think that we should see a therapist.
I mean, black people don't go to therapy.
In regular therapy, there are limitations and things that you have to maintain in order to get your client to the desired outcome and destiny. However, with life coaching, especially with life enhancement coaching, we use the client to develop, to grow, and to bring out the best in themselves. We are simply a tool to help you learn how to make better decisions. Not just one decision, not just today, but for the rest of your life. Encouraging each person through each trial and tribulation.
Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom, giving you the answer to be free, be free, be free, 'cause we're speaking freedom, and we're live, online, with my Casey.
Hey everybody, this is Casey. And you have just tuned in to Speaking Freedom Radio. I am your life enhancement coaching specialist. As your life enhancement coaching specialist, what I do is I help you to enhance your life in any way possible by using my tips, skills, and advice based on my educational background, based on my living and learning experience, and my current research on a spiritual human behavior, which is a new area of psychology that I'm developing. Today, we are going to talk about understanding the time that we're in. This is a 15-minute motivation, so let me just jump right into it. Listen, the climate that we're in is determined by how we think, how we live, what we do, what we say. And we have to understand what climate we are currently in. Like, I mean, it's cool to get online and, you know, surf the web and all of those things. But we have to understand that this is a sensitive time. This is the very brink of the ultimate exposure to access to information around the world. Before now, nobody could have this much access to each other. Before now, nobody knew what was going on in California if you didn't have somebody on California on your phone or if they didn't do a video. But now everything is instantaneous. So instead of you being able to clean it up and you get time to say something and then go back and fix what you said, everything is instant. So as soon as you say something, you get an instant response. As soon as you do something, you get an instant response. As the world turns, life evolves for more, for some more than others. And today, Speaking Freedom is addressing some issues we have to understand and understand the time that we are in, the climate of the world, and how to think, because the worldwide shift in vibration can change everything. With so much more access than ever, people, news, the world of information, we have the ability to shift the energy and to at least discover the reason why people feed on negativity. I think one of the main reasons why people feed on negativity, and this is the reason why we have to strive to be positive, strive to promote positivity, because if you are not doing well, the people that strive on negativity most are people that struggle in the most areas, because a person that is successful, a person that has business about themselves, a person that has more, they want to discuss things that's going to help them increase. People that don't have anything, that don't have any business about themselves, that don't have the mind of productivity, then that's when they feed on what somebody else isn't doing right or what somebody else got going on wrong. And in reality, it doesn't matter how rich you are. It doesn't matter how poor you are. It doesn't matter any of those things. You have to ensure that you're feeding what is healthy for you. You have to make sure that you are feeding positive energy into the world. When you feed positive energy into the world, you also produce positive things into your life. And it starts at home. It starts with how you talk to yourself, how you feel about yourself. Because if you feel good about yourself, if you talk to yourself good, if you speak to the people that are around you, talk to you with honor, with respect, with dignity, then you will not want to put anyone else down. And if they do put you down, you'll know how to make them feel that small in an instant, because you know that you're stronger than whatever they have going on. Normally, a person that lashes out that's not provoked is someone that has some deeper issues that they may or may not be able to or be ready to address. And listen, I know it's not going to change overnight. I know however, I also know that even though it won't change overnight, we can implement the positive energy now. Now, I've been doing some research, and I was trying to figure out, like, okay, the amount of negative energy in the world is created mostly by mainstream media. And honestly, I believe that there is some power force with negative energy, just saying all the worst things that you can find out, or, you know what I'm saying, like, and nothing positive. We have to push positivity. We have to push love. We have to push it in everything that we say and we do. Like when Jay-Z says, nobody wins when the family feud, everybody loses when we are going at it. Everybody loses when we can't find common ground for the basic simple things that are, you know, like, come on, nobody wants to be down talk. Nobody wants to be looked at negative. But people that do it have also it been done to them, and now that's just their response. So as you continue to feed into positivity, feed into positive people, change your environment, change the people that you're around. If they're not influencing you, if they're not helping you, if they're not growing you, then guess what? You will begin to change how you respond. You will begin to change what you feed into. You'll begin to change what even interests you. The goal is for growth. The goal is to motivate you to grow so much that nothing can mess up what you got going on. Nothing can hinder who you are and who God created you to be. Listen, positivity can be infectious. Love can overpower hate. But the fear of hate is what allows hate to continue to grow in the way that it does. Have more faith. Have more hope. Understand who you are. When you learn who you are and you know why you are who you are, how you are, and where you are, and the power of your decision making, and knowing that you could change your whole life with one decision in the right direction, with one moment of clarity, with one prayer, with one word, with one thought, you have the power to create the world that you want. You have the power to speak life into other people. You have the power to be positive even when other people are being negative. And you can positive their ass in a way that will make them feel like you dang gonna play them and you just said something positive. You don't always have to stoop to people level. but sometimes you need to. I'm not going to act like you don't have moments where you might spaz or you might feel down and out for a second, but don't feed off of the negative energy. Feed your intentions. Learn to set your intentions. The difference between setting your intentions and worrying is that when you set your intentions, you're focusing on what you want to happen, what you intend to happen, what you plan to happen, how you're going to get there, what you're going to do, who you're going to meet, what you want to say, what you want to be, how much you want to make. When you worry, you're worrying about all the things that did not go right, but that are probably too far out of your hand or in the past that you have no longer have control over. But when you stop using that energy to worry about all these things going wrong and, oh my God, woe is me, then you feed into what do you want to go right? Focus on what you want to go right. This is the best way to change the negative energy into positive energy. No matter how outlandish it seems, focus on what you want to go right. Focus on what you want to do right. Focus on the things that you really want to see happen in your life. Focus on the things that you could really be if you put focus in your life. This is 15 minutes of motivation. This is a way for you to start to break through your blocks. This is the way that you begin to break through the things that are stopping you. I want you to grow. I want you to be successful. I don't care if I know you personally or if I don't know you personally. It does nothing good for me to see you do bad or to fail. Everything that I value comes from me seeing other people succeed, either along with me or on their own journey. It does not have to be like, oh, since we're not teammates, then I got to be against you. No, they created money. Money is something that man created by the Federal Reserve. They just decided one day, let's use cash dollars. This is not even a United States thing. This is just, they created money. And so they have the power to make enough money for everybody. It's billions of dollars, it's probably trillions or gazillions of dollars circulating around this world. There is enough for everybody to eat. All of your peers, all of your colleagues, all of the people that you consider your competition. Because if we all came together and collectively worked as teams, we would get a lot more done. We would get a whole lot further. We would be able to solve some of the biggest issues that we have in our country today and surrounding the entire world if we just focus our intentions on what we would like to happen versus what we can't control. What would you like to see happen in your life? You know, a lot of people thought that I was dating or married or something all these years because I set my intentions based on what I would like to happen. So I don't rag on or beat myself up about or be disappointed because I got a divorce. I take it as I did not want to settle in something that was not fulfilling me totally, that did not push me to satisfy my purpose. And I want what God says is best for me. And if it's not best for you per God, then it's not best for you, you know, like, and but the way I set my intentions would mislead you if you're assuming or, you know, just trying to base my life off of my post that I am physically with somebody and we do all this, you know, crazy, kinky crap. And I'm going to be honest. I like what I have going on. I don't mind being single, but because the way I set my intentions, you would not know I was single unless I told you I was single. Because of the way I set my intentions, you wouldn't know what was really going on in my life and what was not going on in my life, because I'm always setting my intentions towards my goal. I'm always working for more. I'm always seeking for better. I'm always promoting what I would like to be around me in the world. I don't speak on what I hate because it's negative energy. Negative energy will take you. It will make you feel depressed. It will make you feel down and out. It will make you feel bitter if you allow it. But if you begin to set your intentions instead of worrying about what you can't do, think about the things that you can strive to. Think about what you would like to do. Think about how you can do more for you. You have the key. You have the ability. It's all in you. It's on you. The gift is in you. I want you to write your goal list. Figure out what you really want. Don't just write down materialistic things. Really take time and think about what do you want in your life and write it down and put goals, dreams, vision. Then create a vision board. Go to your local store. You can go get some cardboard for probably anywhere between 99 cents and probably about $15. You can get a hard board for you to create your vision board on. Find your local thrift store. In your local thrift store, guess what you will have? Books, magazines. Go there, get magazines. It's 15 cents per magazine. That's normally $1, $2, $10. And create your vision board. Take some time. It's summer break coming up. Parents, you're going to be out. I know them kids going to worry you to death. The children are going to be in your ear. But see if you could take some time out. Find something to preoccupy them. Maybe a couple hours a day. And just go through magazines and begin to create your vision board. Begin to plan your life in a way that you can look at and see on a day-to-day basis that will encourage you to stay focused, that will encourage you when things are going on in your life that you don't understand. That vision board will help you, and it will be your best friend. I'm telling you, child. I'm telling you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Vision board, vision board, vision board parties coming soon. My Speaking Freedom and Good Head group. Now, if you would like to follow us, please go Instagram, Speaking Freedom, Speak Love Free KC, and Good Head Group Visionary. Good Head Group is the audiobook and classroom university setting that we are creating. I want you to enjoy. I want you to learn, but I really want you to set your intentions. So go catch some more episodes.
We are kings. We are God. How you get them to believe it when they don't believe anything? We're gonna save some lives in this good time. We haven't church in a while. Like God's doctor in these streets, the Holy Ghost used me to set them free. If love is the new religion, the hate is sinning, we stay winning. Just handling God's business, we ain't tripping. No bread to be dipping. Disloyalty get you to me missing. If you was looking and needed to know, I am the boss and the top general. Favorite position, I say CEO. Ha, 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 ha. If you didn't know.
What Speaking Freedom does online is provide general information for the culture to use to advance and improve. What we do privately is help individualize it for your needs and benefits. Grow with us.
Question advised. We look forward to working with you and assisting with all of your life enhancement goals. Thank you for trusting Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you and love you.
Speaking Freedom. Speaking Freedom. Giving you the answer to be free. Be free. Be free. Because we're speaking freedom. And we're live online.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we love the world.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
This has been a Speaking Freedom production.